On Shabbos morning, that Chazal Darshan on the Pasuk, Vayiki Zokin Yitzchak Vatechien Einav Meir Ois, that Yitzchak was Zokin Yeshiv B'Yeshiva, and what does that mean? It means that the Zikna we're talking is not Zikna in age, it's Zikna in Chachma. And the Ritva says, how do we know that? So the Ritva says, because otherwise it's a gnai on Yitzchak Avinu, that because of Zikna, he was shrach in his eyesight. So it can't be that. So it means Zakin Yoshiv Yeshiv means Zeshakan Chachma, and the Techiana and Mirois is because Torah Matashas Kor Chashal Adam. So mentioned on Shabbos that Zoras Chaim, that Machar had the Ritva answer the Kasha. Vayter, it's a gnai. So Matash Kachasodim, it got weak, not gnai, but it became physically weak. So the shevach of Matash Kachasodim that Teres Chaim explains is because the more that a person is shy to their guf is a steer to their Torah, steer to being connected to Ruchnias. So the Matash Kachasodim means that a person is mechuber with Torah, then the chibur to Torah lane makes it that their guf, which is the chaytzitz, goes away. It becomes shvacher. So in the middle of the techiyana, Einav Meir Ois, is a function of this, that he became more, what that means, but it was mechubar to the zikna of Zeshekan HaChachma, and that made him Mateshes Karech Shal Adam, and Mateshes Karech Shal Adam makes that the guf is shvacher, and the chaytzitz is shvacher, and person can shtag more in ruchnias, and in the middle of the techiyana, Einav Meir Ois. So, it's really Mefurish and Rashi in this week's parasha. The Rashi says that on the pasuk "Vini Hashem Nitzav Olav Vayomer Ni Hashem Elokei Avraham Avichu Elokei Yitzchak." So, Rashi, "Avu Bishlo Matzino B'Mikra Shiyichet Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shmoyel Hatzadikim B'Chayehem." But Kan Yichet Shmoyel Yitzchak. Over here, Hashem was Miyachet Shmoyel Yitzchak. Why? Lefi Shekohu Einav V'Kolu. I don't know what that word is. Babayis, v'areihu kemeis v'yetzahara pasak m'menu. Meaning the techiyana ain of mir ois, that the techiyana ain of mir ois, Dr. Ashi, was the bittel of the yetzahara. Dr. Ashi, that techiyana ain of mir ois was a kiyam of this inyan, that was a pasak yetzahara m'menu, and that came from the zeshekan hachachum, from the Torah. So I wanted to go into that inyan a little bit more, that idea that the Torah is the way for a person to battle with the struggle of the Yetzirah, which is the Gufnias, the Chumrias, is that a person, the best way to do that is Gufa through the Esek of Torah. Sometimes a person will think that, you know, it's hard. He has to get rid of the problem first. He has to get rid of whatever his issues are and whatever is his nisyonos, and then he'll start learning. The Mahalachas Pung Faker is that the Torah itself takes care of this issue. So there's a Goyin, a well-known shtick, I've said it before probably, that the Sefer Malas HaTorah brings down from the Goyin, that when it says that it's also a Goyin in Mishlei. I knew it from here, but on the bottom here they bring down that it's a Goyin in Mishlei. So it says in Pogu B'cham Menuvel Zeh, if the Yitzhar is attacking the person, what do you do? So he brings it to Beis Medrash. So the Goyin says, why is Mashchil Beis Medrash? L'chayr faker, just leave him outside in Beis Medrash. Why? So he says that the idea is that with the Yetzirah alone, you don't have to worry about the Yetzirah coming with you to the Beis Medrash. It's good. Let the Yetzirah come with you to the Beis Medrash. And whatever the Yetzirah is trying to get from you, the Yetzirah wants you to get covered, the Yetzirah wants you to be this bad midas and be like that and like this. So tell him, we'll do it in the Beis Medrash. It's fine. You get what you need in the Beis Medrash. And the person brings the Yetzirah into the Beis Medrash, levasoif, he's nitzel from the Yetzirah. That's what he says. Ve'en ha'teyach aloi, toymer aloi, be'Beis Medrash am alei retzayimcha. Don't worry, I'll give you what you need in the Beis Medrash. Just go. I'll be to learn, and you come in to learn. You'll get this thing. Now, the knach that really could go is a step further. It's really a step weiter. which is that the koyach of the Torah, besides that, it defeats the Eitz Hara. So, v'techiena ein amir ois, and the Torah, v'techiena koyach hashel adam, takes away those problems. There's really a darg, which is a shtickle higher than that. And what's that? So there's a shtickle in the Or Torah, which is the Agoyis from Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Klover. So over there he says that he has a lot over there about different places about that. There's no Eitzah to conquer the Eitzahara other than Torah, etc. But then he brings down Ois Chaf Aleph. He says that Inyan, we say Barasi Eitzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So he says Inyan HaTavlin Hu Ki Be'emes, he says that gam yitzhara shenivru l'toiv asa'adam. He says like this. He says, really, the Gemara Darshan's hine toiv is yitzhara toiv. Toiv ma'oid is yitzhara. How is toiv ma'oid yitzhara? So he says, because the point of Torah, other things, a person learns musar, a person tries to fight his yitzhara and everything, he suppresses the yitzhara. He says, this is bad meat, this is not good, you know, this is a taiva, etc. So he bangs it down. He tries to get rid of it. He says, then, okay, that's one mahalach. He says, if a person learns Torah, ignores the problem, ignore the whole thing, and go learn Torah, then with the kavanah that you should be lishma in the end, so then a person goes and learns Torah, then the Torah lane is able to mahapich, not just suppress the Yetzirah. That was the first thing. The first thing is it gets rid of all the chumrias. But there's a darg on top of that, which is it's able to turn all the things which the person has and makes them l'toiv, makes them be able to work towards the Torah itself. I'm not stems with the other gross so much that Torah is like mine, and if a person has bad midas, it brings out the bad midas. But somebody, it means that he has to go through to the learning. We'll see that he has to go through with the learning with the kavanah that it should change him. If he's just trying to bring out, you know, so even this thing with the Mashkel Beis Medrash has to be Mashkel Beis Medrash, so that eventually goes away. But if a person, the Torah itself has the koyach to do it. So Memele says, Toiv is Toiv. Toiv is the things which are good about the person. Toiv Me'oid is the thing which started right, ended up Toiv. So the Yetzirah's Toiv Me'oid means is that it's the Yetzirah after it turned into Toiv through Torah. That's what the Chazal means. That's what he's teaching. That means that the person has the Torah Tavlin. What's the Tavlin? The Tavlin doesn't make the food go away and now you taste the salt. The Pshat is it brings out the flavor of the food. So the Torah Tavlin is that the Torah has the ability to bring out the Toiv in the Ra, has the ability to convert the person and make them that they could use whatever challenge they're having and use it L'Toiv. Sometimes you have the people with the most energy and they're you know, the Rebbeim are trying to figure out what to do with them, and all you have to do is flip the switch a little bit, then you can use all the energy, all these energies, all that energy L'Toiv. So The Rabbi Englander told me a couple of shmuzin that he got on this Indian. But anyway, that a person can use this Indian that the Torah alone converts all those koiches into Toiv itself. That's what he says. And that's the Torah Tavlin. He brings this down here from the Chidah Mamish this part. He says a nice lashon. He says a term is sakin a yitzhar liyos toif, and that's what he means. This is obviously Rab Nosson that says in la yitzhar tikun ela b'toira, means that it's mesakin a yitzhar, and some want to say, I just saw also that Rashi Davar Meir wants to say maybe that's pshat in the Ramban, in the Maral, that they say that on Shavuos is the only time of the year that you bring a carbon of chametz to the Beis Hamikdash. So why? Because normally you don't bring chametz as a carbon, because chametz represents the gaiva and represents the chumrias, so you can't bring chametz into the Beis Hamikdash. But on Shavuos, when a person is using the Torah, so it's not just, so tell me how you thought the pshat is, so it's not so bad, you could conquer, it's not going to share the person if they have the chametz, if they have the Torah. According to this, you could be makrif the chametz itself. That itself is the oifen to bring the carbon. If you bring the carbon, it's toiv ma'oid, it's better. If a person can bring the chametz, it's better. But what the koyach Torah allows the person to bring that, to bring that itself. Now there's Yeah, he there's a Rav Moshe Dover May brings a pasuk in Zechariah. It says over there, "Vayomer Elah Shnei Bnei Hayitzar Ha'imdim Al Adon Kol Ha'aretz." I don't know idea what the pasuk is talking about. It's talking about the two leaves, and each one represents something else. And Rashi says, "What does each one represent?" It says Shnei Bnei Hayitzar, which is the two Yitzarim of the person. Yitzar Tov Yitzar Ab. But the lashon over there is Yitzar Tov Yitzar Ab. Yitzar Ab is Hapech Letoiv B'Schus HaToyah. This is lashon Rashi in Zechariah. Now there's a shmuz from Rabbi Yerucham. Mamish says out this whole thing. Rabbi Yerucham says, and he says that what's the context of the Gemara? When the Gemara says Barasi Toya Tavlin, so he says that look at the whole Gemara. The Gemara Basra says Bikesh Iyov Lifters Kol Oyla Min Adin. Iyov wanted to pat everybody. Amar Lavan Ribonu Shel Olam Barasa Shor Parsos of Stukos Barasa Chamor Parsos of Kultos. Brasa Ganeden, Brasa Gehenna, Brasa Tzadika, Brasa Rishoy, Mimak. Everyone has a teva. Everyone has a teva. Every creature in the Bria has a teva. So what do you want? So you basically, by creating a person with his nature, then you've already determined where he's going to be. He's already decided. You expect the Chamor to be act like a Shor, and you expect the Shor to act like a Chamor. So you already created the person with his teva. So everyone's pretty much going to be what they are, and that's it. So, what's the shaykhis? Where's the makam of avoida? That's how he learns. That's how Rabbi Yerucham over here learns the Gemara's kasha. Umay hajul lechaverei de'iv. He says afata bara kodesh baruch hu yetzara bara l'tara tavlin. And what's the idea? It means what's the Gemara saying with that? The Gemara is saying this vart. The Gemara is saying is you think you have a bad teva, so first pshat you'd say is that okay? So conquer it. He's like, no. The pshat is I created that teva gufa for you to use it for your avodas Hashem. So that's gufa, you avoid this to figure out how to use it, to convert the teva. So how do you convert the teva? With Torah tavlin. There's an Indian who shayirunu kar chazal shabu she'emesu. Shilashinu teva tzarech nes. That was his time. You need a nes. Ain't soibchen ala nes. You're not going to need a nes. Aval kodesh baruch hu nasan lasa Torah. Sha'al yidea Torah nuchal lahavis nes. The Torah's ability in a person is to create this nes. It's to convert all that's the challenges of the person, gufa, convert that into his mila, into his ability to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the teva that he has. But then he says at the end, which I was referring to at the beginning, he says, that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when he says this idea that a person through Limud HaTorah can change their nature, he says it has to be Limud HaManas Lasos. So he said, what does he mean with that? What's Limud HaManas Lasos? So his lashon is here. Ofiyam Isbar Adavar Pashadu. Deechad Agdarim Shel Yitzir HaSanes. How do you make this nes of using Torah to convert a teva? Changing teva is a nes. So how do you change your nes to a teva? How do you do this nes? Hu Hakavana VaHayidia Shehoylech Lifol Nes. You have to have the kavana. That's the amanas lasos. The amanas lasos means you have to be using the, you have to be learning Torah amanas to do the nes to you. That you're willing to let the Torah impact the person. And to accomplish this nes. So he says. So some of that's the answer. A person is using it. That goes to his attitude is he knows that Torah can make him shtag. So he's not ignoring all of his problems. This is how he's addressing his problems. So then the Torah has this koyach. If a person doesn't do that, so then he's mistama left with his bad midas, like the going said over there. This is the idea. But what you see from this is that like we started, the tevichiana ein of mir ois, is that the chumris of the person, these things, the goal is that eventually these things should go away. So a lot of times, people try to go with an attitude of, I could have everything. I could goof, I have everything. So I could think something's easy, but there's ways to get everything I need. You know, I could learn, and that's good, not a steer to having other things either. So it's good, I have a way of getting everything. But the limit has to be a manas that it's not always going to have everything, and that it should person eventually, if he's still having interest in all those other things, and he's trying to figure out how he's going to have everything, and not having to give up on things, so then his nature is still that he really is a chumristic person. He really wants as much as wants, and he likes learning. So the learning has to be a manas that is breaking down the chumris, that then the person doesn't really care about these things at the end. It has to be that, and a person's attitude has to be a manas that allow the Torah to make an impact on me. Allow the Torah that the person's taka shakua in it. Everything else eventually goes away, and it becomes not important to the person. And then the chumris goes away, and the Torah makes the impact on the person, and then the person has you know, the proper shikul of everything. But that's the proper lumen amanas lasos. So when a person goes in lumen amanas lasos, that amanas that the Torah should change the person and impact the person and be the create the sheifas for the person, then he's zoicha that the Torah stays by him and the Torah applies him, and he's zoicha lumen amanas lasos and l'kayim lumen olamin.